It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
A slow start for this song. There we go. Hey, welcome. It's a Fraxis Friday. It's a Fab Four Friday. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. Speak Out 2.0 is live from the Laughlin Mall. Each and every day we're brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new restaurant in the Bullhead City Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, healthy dinners, and you'll find it's tasty and filling and good for you. Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. That's Eric's idea of a TV dinner. You know, he'll make it up for you, whatever you want, and then you pick it up and you take it to work with you, and you warm it up at lunch, and boom, you got a nice, hot, healthy lunch. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. And if you know how to cook, go in there and talk to Eric. He's looking for some cooks. Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installations, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Call for a scheduled treatment, 758-5499, 758-5499, and Barron's is hiring. If you're looking for a job, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, yes, is it not quite comfortable in your home or your office? Well, give them a call, 758-2400 in Bullhead City, Kingman, and now California. People call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They have teams out on the road every single day taking care of thermostats, air conditioning, swamp coolers. They do it all, and they can take care of you and get you nice and comfortable. 758-2400. And we're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize in the building, and then they test everyone for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404. And now into the studio. Oh, I didn't do the sports. I forgot. Oh, sports tonight. The Diamondbacks take on the Seattle Mariners at 6:40. Tomorrow we have Penn State football and Wisconsin. That's an 8:30 game, nice and early. And then Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Mariners at 5:10 tomorrow night. And then back again on Sunday, Diamondbacks and Mariners at 1:10 and 8 a.m. fantasy football. So. Okay, into the studio. A guy I've known for, well, I say I've been in Bullhead 41 years, and I think I met Terry probably within the first couple of weeks. Terry Flanagan, who, when did you move to Mojave County?
1977.
Wow, okay. And you came here to be a deputy?
I came here to be a deputy sheriff.
Wow. And then how long were you a deputy sheriff?
I was a deputy sheriff for 20 years. I retired as a sergeant on a Friday, and I walked into the prosecutor's office on Monday as lead investigator and retired out of them 18 years later.
Wow.
And I had 5 years as a cop back east before I came here.
Jeepers. Investigation and police work was all your gig.
Yes, it was.
But now it's kids.
Now it's kids. And Marines.
Explain what's the Young Marines?
Okay. Young Marines is a youth-based organization that was founded in Waterbury, Connecticut in 1959. It was came up through the Marine Corps League, and the idea was it offered leadership skills to young people, and they were based on the skills that we learned in the Marines. In 1965, they were chartered to become an official five. And in 1980, they became an official 501c3 tax deduction. Currently, in the Young Marines, there's approximately, because it varies, 235 Young Marines units with about 7,500 youths and another 2,500 adult leaders that are called AVs, or adult volunteers.
Okay. So now you have this unit in Kingman.
Yes.
And how many youth do you have in it?
It varies, but right now we just graduated a class of 30. So we actually have a total of approximately 30 Young Marines at this time.
Well, that's a pretty good-sized group.
It is. For us, it is. And you don't just... Unlike scouting, and I'm not putting scouting down, it's an absolutely great program.
Right.
But when you join us, it isn't just coming to meetings and sitting there. We use the idea of what we learned in the military, and that is, it's not called a boot camp. We have a recruit class.
Okay.
And when the kids join, we pick, when we get enough of them, we pick a date, we have a training officer, and they spend 8 hours learning the basics. There's a manual they follow. They learn a little bit of drill, military history, particularly Marine Corps history, and the responsibilities that they have in leadership and teamwork. At the end of that eight-hour day, I would say 95% of the kids turn around to the parents and say, I like this. I want to stay. It's fun. We do have a few that go, no, this is not for me. It's too structured. And this way, the parents aren't wasting their time and money to put the kids in the unit.
Right. And it is structured, and it's quasi-military?
Yes.
Yeah. Do they wear uniforms?
Yes, we have, basically the Westman describe it as the military camouflage, not the modern type that they wear now, the digital camo, but more or less out of the Vietnam era.
Okay.
And that's the formal uniform. When you reach the rank of, I believe it's corporal or sergeant or higher, they're a little more expensive, but the young Marine will have then earned the right to wear the Alpha uniform, which is the Marine green.
Oh, okay.
That the actual Marines wear. It's a little bit tricky finding
youth
those
sizes?
Uniforms in the youth size.
I bet.
But they wear the same insignia, except they do wear a Young Marine patch on it. And then different units, we have a unit T-shirt and jeans, which is like the casual attire for drill and training.
And then do you guys have projects in Kingman that you do? What are some of the projects?
Well, one of the things that we build on is, like I say, our teamwork and discipline and leadership. And one of the things we've taken on with the local Kingman Marine Corps League up there, Detachment 887, is several months ago, the city of Kingman put a call out to have people adopt local parks and help maintain the parks. And the Marine Corps League says, hey, we can do this. And I talked with our unit commander, and we said, the young Marines can do this. We contacted the city of Kingman Parks Department. And the park we adopted is the downtown Kingman Veterans Park on Beale Street.
Okay.
So once a month, we go down there for a half hour to an hour. Parks Department cuts the grass, but we trim the bushes, pick up the trash, do things like that. But throughout the year, it also promotes community respect. And a lot of what the Young Marines program is, too, is also honoring veterans. Our color guard is... our key, I guess you could say, out in front advertising group, and we have a cadre of four, and we do a lot of flag events, Veterans Day parades. We've actually been down here in Bullhead with the 1st Marine Division, where we've
one year
we actually led their unit in the parade. But we do flag services. We've gone and done other things when people contact us. Our color guard is very popular because our kids are really professional at what they do. They learn the military style of presenting the national colors.
Okay.
And When we can, we've gone out, and some of the kids have actually given drug talks, short drug talks on what not to use, you know, and educate them. You know, at your age, you don't need to use drugs. You don't need to drink alcohol.
Right. So you're in Kingman now. Are you going to branch out into Havasu or Bullhead?
Well, okay. Havasu used to have a unit. That unit folded.
Okay.
And this is an issue with starting a unit. You can have all the kids in the world that want to join. You need
leadership.
The adult leadership.
Right.
And you don't have to be military to do this. There are young Marine units around the country. There are no adult leaders who have military background training. They actually have schools for adults to go through.
Okay.
To teach them a little bit. You can't learn how to salute by watching a video, or you can't learn how to march by, you know, watching an Army, Navy, or Marine drill team march. You've had to do it. But it probably takes, and I'm going to let Lisa address that because she wants to start a unit here in Bullhead.
Oh, okay.
And we've already been down here once, as you know,
right,
with the Youth Day. We had a very good response on that. And we talked, and our kids were here, and the kids were talking to them, and it was quite popular.
Good. And that was the Kiwanis Kids Expo last March.
Yes, that was. Right. We had a very good turnout.
Good.
And as we told Gunny Lisa, we will be more than happy to come down and do it again next year.
Good. Good.
But she's going to need adult leadership.
Right. So you're looking for some adult volunteers right now.
Yes. We have myself and one other person, and we probably need at least two more.
And you're here in Bullhead?
Yes.
Okay. So and then you want to talk about your golf tournament that you're doing too?
Yeah. Well, actually, the golf tournament is Toys for Tots.
Oh, it is. Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Okay. That's Toys. But we do have a tournament coming up, the 18th of this month for Toys for Tots, and our young Marines do help with that. I mean, the tournament is going to be at Valley Vista Golf Course, and I didn't bring that material with me.
Oh.
But if you call Valley Vista Golf Course up there, you can register. We're cheap compared to fire department tournaments. They do 100 in
Kingman.
Now,
why do you pick on the fire department like that?
Because my son happens to be a battalion chief in Kingman.
Jeez.
And he runs their tournament.
Oh.
But, no, we do whole sponsors we're looking for, $50, and the money that the Marine Corps, we don't get that money. Everything we make on that golf tournament goes into Toys for Tots. Because we also, through our Marine Corps League unit, we operate all of Mojave County for Toys for Tots, except Lake Havasu City. Lake Havasu City is a separate entity. So with Lisa's help, she came on board how many years ago?
About five years ago.
We now do the Toys for Tots down here also.
Okay.
Now in our area, though, in Kingman, our young Marines help us out up there. We have our toy house, which moves every year. But we get young Marines to show up, and they man the tables and the toys when somebody comes in and says, here's, you know, I'm here to pick up my toys. Sometimes the best thing to do is look to a nine-year-old and say, hey, take this adult with you because they can hold the bag, and you get to pick out toys for, you know, nine-year-olds, 10-year-olds.
Right.
And the kids get credit for that. That's part of their community service hours.
Good. All right. Let's take a break because we have to do that here every once in a while. Do want to remind the listeners about the Bullhead City Splash Bash at Ken Folvark Park this Saturday, 11 to 3. Questions, call 763-9400. Miranda Lambert also tomorrow night at the Laughlin Event Center, 8 o'clock. Tickets at the Aquarius, 702-298-5111. Don't forget the Alabama concert on Sunday has been postponed till 2022. Stick around for that.
Spot On Payment Processing takes the process out of payments, freeing up time to get back to business. Stop spending money worrying about increasing rates, contracts, and unexpected fees. Thane O'Brien with Spot On makes credit card acceptance the easiest. Electronic payment integration like Google and Apple Pay, transparent pricing, next day funding, no contracts, and saving incentives like the cash discount program is Spot On exclusive. 35 years local, Thane O'Brien has your back. Email tobrien at spoton.com. TOBRIEN at spoton.com.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They continue to service Laughlin and Bullhead City with clean, sanitized facilities, the Laughlin Walk-In, and the Mojave Clinic Walk-In on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then Warm Sea has, of course, a hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have medical questions, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone. She can transfer you to any one of those buildings I just talked about. Farm Bureau Financial Services. I was in visiting with Greg yesterday. If you think you pay too much for your insurance, you need to go visit with Greg or Stephanie. Take in your insurance policies, life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, health insurance. Maybe you've got a farm or a ranch. You get those policies. Go in and sit down with them and say, hey, how can I pay less? Call 763-8464, make an appointment, and go save some money. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards was never easier than this. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to get you all set up, and there's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, all these areas, including Lake Havasu City and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99. Where did I get threw that extra $900 in there, you know. But no, it's $99 for most vehicles. And you change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? You need to do that about every 40,000 miles. Speaking of an oil change, you can also get a free oil with oil change with a tune-up. Yes, and get your air conditioning charge right now for only $19.99 plus free on. Call ATCO at 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby on Alta Vista. Now back in the studio, we get about 4 minutes left with our guest talking about the young Marines. If there's people out there listening that say, well, that'd be a good thing for me to get involved with, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me 928-201-2507. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay. Call you up, Lisa.
Yes.
And just say, I'm interested in helping with the young Marines. Mm-hmm. And then did you keep the information that the kids that went through the Kiwanis Kids Expo and said, I'm interested?
They
didn't fill out anything.
Oh.
No, we didn't have anything to
put
fill
that back
out.
Up there.
Whoops. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, no, we didn't have anything for them to really fill out. That was, they were given Lisa's number and email and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So our big project, though, for this year for our young Marines, and it's been 2 years in the making, needless to say, because COVID shut it down last year. We, young Marine units around the country every year, different units try, because of the expense, to send some of the young Marines to Hawaii for December 7th
for the
Pearl Harbor ceremony.
Right.
And somebody called me up and says, oh, what's the celebration? It's not a celebration. It's a ceremony honoring those veterans who passed. But right now we have seven young Marines, and they're going, and the adult leaders that are going has to be with them. The adult leaders are paying their own way.
Right.
We do have one or two of the young Marines that their families were able to pay them, but we are collecting funds to help the other kids get there. And it isn't just a couple of days of vacation. They will participate in the parade. They will participate in a wreath laying ceremony. They have other functions that they do to honor the veterans and to actually get involved in it. And our goal is that maybe every 2 years we can raise enough funds to send, you know, at least four.
Right.
You know, to there. To
so you're taking seven
veterans.
This year.
This year we have seven young Marines and three adult leaders. If anybody wants to make a donation, as I noticed prior, we are a 501c3, and they can go online to our King Moon Young Marines. We have a Facebook page. If you, I call it Spacebook, but if you play on Spacebook, you can Google in to find the King Moon Young Marines.
Okay.
And there's information there, and also we have a web page. Which you can do, Kingman Young Marines, will bring up the web page with contact information. And if you are looking to start something in Bullhead, if you can go through our web page by contacting us through the web page or the Facebook page and say, hey, I'm in Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Laughlin, and I'd really like to be part of this, and then we will pass the information on to Lisa.
Okay, very good. Or again, call Lisa and your number one more time.
928-201-2507.
Okay.
We got one quick thing if I can cover it.
Go right ahead.
Part of the program that the kids get to do, it isn't just local. This is a mouthful. It's called Spaces, and it's summer programs of adventures, challenges, and encampments in schools.
Oh.
This year we had our young Marine gunnery sergeant spend a week in, I believe it was either Colorado or Montana, at a horse ranch. She was assigned a horse. She takes care of it. She learns what to do with it. Again, with other young Marines, they're learning responsibility and leadership. We had one young, and the kids picked their own schools. We don't tell them you're going. We had another young Marine. He reached the proper rank and the proper age. He chose to go to San Diego for 1 week of drill and ceremony school.
Oh, wow.
He learns all about how to do formations, how to conduct ceremonies, color guards, the way you honor the flags and things like that.
So does he then come back and teach the young Marines in Kingman?
Yes, that's the whole goal. When we started, the adults did all the work. The way it's set up now is you rank up, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet certain criteria. You have your book to study.
Sure.
And once you do all this, then you start out as a recruit. Then you go to private and you work up. And right now our senior young Marine is a gunnery sergeant, and I know I'm not going to embarrass her by saying this because she's earned it. When she started, she was one of these kids that she really didn't want to look you in the eye. She didn't have a lot of self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years now that we've been going, she has now built her self-confidence, and when we have a meeting, it's like, Gunny, fall in your young Marines.
Yeah.
She has learned in the military what's called the command voice.
Right.
She will now issue orders and, Corporal, put your squad over here. Lance Corporal, do this. And she's actually taught some classes. So she has learned a lot and come a long way. That's one of the things we try to teach these kids. You can do it.
Fantastic.
You can be the leader.
Okay.
You know, and we stand back, and sometimes it's nice to stand back and watch them.
Now, if someone in Kingman is listening and they want to get involved, they get a hold of you?
They can get the easiest way to do it is go through the website.
Okay.
And I've got so many things on my plate. But, yeah, they can go to the website, and There's actually contact information here that you fill out, and the unit commander, we're lucky our unit commander is a retired Light Colonel Robert Skanke, United States Marine Corps. And okay. He will tell you no big thing, but he actually flew what's called HMX-1, the President's helicopter under the first President Bush.
Oh, wow.
For a tour. And that's, you got to be a really good pilot to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Stand in line. All right, Terry, thank you so much. Lisa, thank you so much. We'll be back after this. I do want to remind you, Paul Lavoie is up next. He's got Regina Cobb from the House of Representatives. Sam Scamardo will be in studio. But the real guest will be Kenny. You've heard Kenny call in on all of our shows a gazillion times. But he's always got good questions, and now he's going to be in sitting next to Paul as his guest host today. Stick around. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about the suicide prevention walk in Bullhead City.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Retirement and estate planning can be very complicated. East West Financial Services specializes in retirement planning and estate planning, assessed asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, investments with principal protection, and final expenses. Many different plans available, locally owned for over 20 years. Call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. Walker Service Electric. Yes, Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. They take care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you need an electrician because you don't want to play with electricity, you can get bit. Yes, call 928-718-9444. If you call in the morning, they might be able to get a truck by today and take a look at it. If it's a big project, they might come back tomorrow, but you don't know till you call. 718-9444. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Yes, we got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts,
watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon. And no, the building is not for sale, and no, the building's not going to be torn down. Mojave Electric Cooperative, do you have your co-op connection card? I hope so, because you can save money at All Pets Go to Heaven, Advanced Animal Care, D'Angelo's Deli, The Dive Shack, Desert Lawn. Yes, all kinds of places you can say. Eagle Motorcycles. Yes, so get your co-op connection card. Stop by the offices of MEC on Hancock Road and pick yours up today. Or call 763-1100 if you have questions. Now in the studio, we have Jeff Hine and Robert Brandefire.
Fine.
And they're both with the Suicide Prevention Walk, which is a week from Saturday, right?
A week from Saturday.
Week from tomorrow, yeah.
No, the 18th.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, put the microphone right in front of your mouth. There we go.
All right.
Okay, now we can hear you. So you got 2 weeks from tomorrow, and it's going to be in Rotary Park.
Rotary Park.
And I understand it's going to be with the Recovery in the Park.
Yeah, we're going to try that out this year.
Yeah, Lori Duggins was in the other day talking about both events are going to be together by the big Ramada down by the dog park.
Yep.
But your walk is going to be in Rotary Park, correct?
Yeah, we're going to just walk Rotary Park up to Bella's Way and back.
Okay. It's a mile and a half that they go all the way around.
No. Yeah. It's not that far. I mean, like I said, Bella's Way and turn around and come back.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And then are you going to have anybody there to provide, you know, counseling if somebody wants to show up?
I don't know if any of the services are actually providing services, but they will be there to meet people, including...
Maybe set up an appointment or something.
Right, yeah. I know we won't. North Country Healthcare, we will be there to greet people and tell them our services.
Okay.
Mojave Mental Health, LGBTQ Awareness, West Care, Southwest Behavioral, Catholic Charities, Revive, River Valley Home Health, and Talus Harbor are some of the ones that will be there to talk with people.
Okay, that's a good
Whether
point.
Any of them have counseling services on site, I don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
But at least you can get connected up with somebody from a facility and say, yeah, you know, I need to come see you then.
Right.
You know, or I was telling the story the other day, I was at a Candlelight Visual here in Laughlin a few years ago, and I had a young lady come up to me and say to me that I saved her life. And I said, well, how is that possible, you know? And she reminded me of a video that when I was at the fire department that I showed in the high school. And in the video, it was several different segments of issues in our community, but one of them was a young 14-year-old girl who committed suicide in Bullhead City over a boy. But then... the paramedic talked about it at first, but then later in the video, I interviewed the sister. And the sister was a mess, needless to say. Even though this was like 8 years before we made the video, the sister was still a mess. And the sister talked about she saw it happen in front of her, you know. And this girl said when she heard the sister talk, she realized that she did not want to commit suicide. And I was like, wow. You know, so you never know when you're going to make a difference with somebody. You have a put on a walk like this, you might have people walk up there that they really think they want to do this. You know, they want to take their own life. And so maybe they won't have somebody in counseling there to talk to, but just the simple fact that they know they can call Monday and set up an appointment and go and talk to somebody, that's something maybe they haven't thought about.
Yeah, right, correct. Yeah.
And there will be people there sharing their stories, correct?
Yeah, we're going to have probably about four people sharing their stories of either overcoming suicide.
Right.
Or what they felt when they lost of a suicide.
Yeah. That's the tough part.
Yeah.
Because then you don't know why. And why didn't they come to you? And all those questions that go through your head every single day the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the registration begins at 8.
Okay.
And the walk will begin about 9:15. But in that time, we're going to have Boy Scouts with the Color Guards, the Eagle Scouts from the local troop.
Okay.
We're going to have Mojave High School sing the national anthem and the
Great.
God Bless of America. We're going to have CJ doing the Invocation.
Okay.
And
C.J. Kelly.
C.J. Kelly, yes. And, you know, we're gonna spend a moment in silence for all the ones that were lost, and of course the 13 that died, and 22 too many, which is how many veterans
take their own life
daily.
Yeah.
We're gonna have you'll be able to with a pin, you'll be able to walk with a photo of one of the guys or girls on your shirt, and they're all Arizona
individuals. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and we're going to, you know, we, as hard as it is, we're going to try and make it a celebration.
Well, the thing of it is, with a family, when you've had someone who's chosen to take their life, the family has to go on.
Yeah.
And so you've either got to celebrate that individual's life, or you've got to moan about it forever.
Uh-huh.
And nobody wants that. You know, the family members of the family involved doesn't want that. And the individual who left didn't want to leave that behind and have the family mope around and, you know, and in depression. But there are experts here in our community that they can talk to that can help them through the process, right?
That's what we're hoping, right. that you know, we can make a connection.
Yeah.
You know, through the, like you said, on Monday.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making people aware of the services that are out there so that they're...
Well, and that's important that they know. And you may come to this event not knowing about suicide, not planning suicide, but you may leave with information that 3 years down the road might be very valuable, that you've run into somebody who is thinking about suicide. And you can now say, well, you know what? I was at this event, and there's Southwest Behavior, there's Mojave Mental Health, there's West Care, there's Talus Harbor, there's, you know, all these different services available to you. And so the more people that know about it, the better and safer our community is.
Yeah, and we're going to have a whole table just dedicated to, it's called the Awareness, Suicide Prevention Awareness National. And we're going to have a whole table dedicated to all that information.
Good. Okay.
You know, like, you know, your story's not over, of course. That's the theme of the walk. But, you know, little cheat sheets that you can talk to somebody and how to talk to somebody that's contemplating suicide.
Okay, good. Good information for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's at Rotary Park. It's at the Ramada, which is close to the dog park.
Right.
So if you go in on Balboa, you're going to go to your right. There's a huge parking lot there, and it's right in front of the Ramada.
Look for the big flag hanging out on the ladder truck.
Oh, okay. They're going to have a ladder truck there?
We're going to have the ladder truck there with the big flag hanging down, and that's where it's at, Balboa Avenue.
All right. And you come in off of Balboa, right down by the river,
uh-huh.
and go to your right, park in that parking lot, and then the Ramada's right there. And then go for a mile walk.
Yeah.
Is it about a mile?
Roughly. I mean, by the time you get from there to Bellis Way and back.
Round trip.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And then following up will be the Recovery in the Park.
Yes.
That kicks off at 11 o'clock. And that's going to be a busy day in Rotary Park.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So people need to come out and get good information. And that's the thing. You know, both events are going to provide great information for our community and for just the average family.
Right.
So you never know when you're going to have somebody in your family depressed that wants to take their own life.
Yeah.
Or a neighbor or a coworker.
When you register, you're going to get a free T-shirt saying, you know, the walk on it. And you're going to, on the back, it's got all the sponsors that were there.
Who are some of the sponsors? Do you have a list of them?
Not a whole list. Not the whole list, right. But besides what Jeff mentioned, yeah. We got the pool.
The pool.
The pool place on the highway there. And we got Gracie's Cup. We got Hooch's Bar. So there's a mix of people that want to get involved. Kovu. There's a mix of people that just wanted to donate and get involved with the situation here.
Good.
Evolution Tattoos is going to be down there putting, if you want a tattoo, they'll give you a tattoo.
Wow. Right on the spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Real or temporary, correct?
Well, we have temporary ones also.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right.
And we're, like I said, we're giving you shirts, and we're going to give you free water bottles.
Okay.
And wristbands.
All right. And then Recovery in the Park will have hot dogs later on.
Yeah.
So if you want to stick around, you can get lunch, too.
We'll be serving breakfast-style food. Breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. Apple juice, orange juice, pineapple juice, granola bars.
Okay.
And rolls.
Right. So you can get your whole day's meals.
Yeah.
There you go.
Breakfast and lunch.
Rotary Park.
Yeah.
And all the great information. Now, Robert, this is your third year?
Third year.
Okay. And you get people that help you that have had somebody within their world that's committed suicide?
Yeah. Like I said, we're going to have speakers, but also there's one girl working with me real close that lost her daughter. I forget how many years ago, but lost her daughter.
It's a tough situation.
So she's gonna speak.
Okay. If people have questions, who do they call?
They call me at 949-275-6638.
His cell phone's an out-of-town cell phone, so it's not a local 928 number.
Right.
But give that number one more time.
949-275-6638.
Okay. And what's the number at your North Country Healthcare?
928-219-3355. That's my direct number.
Oh, that's your direct? Oh, okay. Very good.
If for any questions.
You might get the voicemail right now. Since you're over here, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Good information. 2 weeks away. And I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, but I'll be back for that.
Cool.
Yeah. We're back on that Thursday. So I'll be there for both events. Because I can't tell Lori Duggins or Carol Finkenstein no. So, all right. Again, your phone number, Robert?
949-275-6638.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
When you need an electrician, you want experience. You want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County. Residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch, and mouthwatering dinners. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day at Perkins. And then, of course, there's the bakery. The fresh cookies, the muffins, the pies. Oh, man. And you can take a whole pie home if you want for only $9.99. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, you need to know the name Chad Hansen. He was in here yesterday for an hour talking about, if you need a vacation home or a retirement home, an investment home, maybe you just want to add on to your existing house or you want to put a pool in the backyard. Call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage. He'll take his time to sit down with you. You fill out a couple pieces of paper. You know, you need $400,000. You fill out a couple pieces of paper, and he disappears. He goes down into a vault, which is the size of Dot Foods underground, and he gets, $400,000 off the shelf, and he puts it on a silver platter, and he brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him at 928-288-2691. Also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and now protection dog training is available. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park by the airport. And if you're going to go on vacation, make a reservation for your pet because they do get busy and they do get full. TWN Communications, they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring us fiber-based internet. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. I love that sentence. Pre-register today, and it doesn't cost anything to pre-register. You're not committing to anything. You just pre-register, and they'll send you information when they're coming to your neighborhood. Pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. And a couple things to tell you about real quick is, speaking of MEC there, the MEC annual meeting, and they have food and beverage there. It's at the Anderson Fieldhouse, 5:30 on the 16th. And any questions, call MEC at 763-1100. The Goo Goo Dolls and a Collective Soul is coming to the Laughlin Event Center on the 18th, and that's at 8 p.m. Tickets, you can call the Aquarius Casino, 702-298-5111. There is a resource exchange, which is going to be virtual on the 15th, put on by Hospice of Havasu. Contact them at 928-453-2111 if you want to get involved in that. It's all virtual, so you just have to log on. They can give you all that good information. And once again, I want to remind you that the Kenny, and you've heard Kenny on our shows for, I've been doing this for 3.5 years, call in with questions. He's a sharp guy, lives out in Yucca, and he's going to be Paul LaVoie's guest host today in studio. And he'll be questioning Regina and Sam. Yeah, so check that out coming up. Back in the studio, and we're still talking about the suicide prevention walk. Will there be tips that people can take home about preventing suicide?
Yeah, that's what we're going to have, a whole table there dedicated from the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. There's going to be lots of information plus whatever the vendors bring.
Okay.
In 2018 we had 187. 2019 we had 208. I've got 2,500 flyers out this year.
Wow.
So yeah, we're expecting a lot. We've done 4 radio spots, including yours.
Right.
But a couple other things is we're going to have some butterfly and heart pendants that you can write your name, your loved one's name on. Arizona Rocks is going to be there that you can write your loved one's name on.
Okay.
I'm going to have some shirts for sale. It's different. It says Choose Life.
Oh, all right.
And then we're going to have some cornhole games. So, you know, like I said, we're going to try and make it fun and a celebration, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
As dim as it is, but, you know, celebrate something.
Well, you can't mope forever.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and we all have to go on with life. We've all lost loved ones for a variety of reasons. You know, maybe not suicide, but just, you know, COVID. Look at what COVID's mm-hmm. done in our country. Just in Arizona yesterday, we had 80 COVID deaths, you know, in our little state of Arizona. So a lot of families that have that, you know, that they have to worry about. But, yeah, you can't mope forever. So come and talk to people and let some people provide you some ideas on how to get around that.
Yeah, and this is close to my heart. I got a daughter that left a note.
Oh, okay.
So it's so close, you know, to my heart, yes.
Right. And you know about moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to.
Yeah, well, and you can, and you're putting this on in her respect.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing too.
Yes.
So.
And I think we'll have a Facebook event.
It's up there already.
I was going to say, I've already seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. But
it's on my personal page. It's on the Suicide Walk page, and probably going to boost it. And
yeah, I've put it on River Info and also the Speak Out 2.0 Facebook page. So,
yeah, it's out there.
It's out there. So people know about it. So plan some time. Come down to Rotary Park on the 18th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, and spend a little bit of time with these guys and participate. All right. Gentlemen, your phone number one more time, Robert.
949-275-6638.
All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet.
Thanks.
Okay, one more thing to talk about, the Laughlin Community Achievement Awards. They're due now. If you know somebody who fits in the categories of Citizen of the Year, Connie Davis Youth Citizen, the Young Wonder, the Educator of the Year, the Lloyd Shires Tourism, Public Service Award, Humanitarian Award, Entrepreneur Award, Communications Award, Business Expansion and Retention Award, Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Community and Social Service Organizations. It's all on the Laughlin Chamber website. So go to the Laughlin Chamber and nominate someone today, because if they nominate them, by Monday they have to put in their bio. So that's happening right now at the Laughlin Chamber, and they're going to do it again at Laughlin Ranch this year outside. It should be a nice event. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. I'm gone for 2 weeks. Nice little vacation with my wife. I can't tell you where we're going because she could be listening and she doesn't know yet. So that's going to be fun. I'll tell you all about it when we get back. Everyone have a great day. Don't forget, Paula Boy's up next with Regina Cobb, Sam Scarmato, and Kenny in as guest hosts. Have a great day. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Dennis Prager and family will be filling in for me.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.